Δεύτερος Παγκόσμιος Πόλεμος. Ένα αφιέρωμα στον πιο μεγάλο και πιο φωνικό πόλεμο της ιστορίας. Αφορμή τα 80 χρόνια από την έναρξή του και τα 75 από την απόβαση στην Ορμανδία. Με μεγάλες συνθέσεις, εμβατήρια, ανακοινώσεις, ιστορικές φωνές και τραγούδια. Παραγωγή, παρουσίαση και αρχιακό υλικό Γιάννης Ευσταθιάδης.
Γεια σας αγαπητοί φίλοι. Η εκπομπή αυτή θα λειτουργήσει ως ιντερλούδιο στη χρονολογική αφήγηση του πολέμου, αλλά πράγμα περίεργο θα είναι και συνέχειά της. Εξηγούμε αμέσως. Στις δύο προηγούμενες εκπομπές μιλήσαμε και ακούσαμε για ευίωνα συμβάντα του 1944, πρωτίστως απόβαση στην Νορμανδία, αλλά και το τέλος του πολέμου για την Ευρώπη το 1945. Σήμερα θα ακούσουμε αποσπάσματα από δύο ραδιοφωνικά shows που έχουν να κάνουν με το κλίμα της εποχής και τα ανάλογα συναισθήματα. Πρώτα λοιπόν θα πάμε στην Αμερική, Χριστούγεννα του 1944, και θα ακούσουμε μια ραδιοφωνική μετάδοση του χριστουγεννιάτικου σόου για τις στρατιωτικές δυνάμεις και όχι μόνο. Η χαρά είναι έκδηλη, το κέφι ανεβαίνει, η ελπίδα γίνεται βεβαιότητα. Στους εισαγωγικούς τίτλους, το περίφημο τραγούδι του Πρώτου Παγκοσμίου Πολέμου «Over There» και παρουσιαστής της βραδιάς, ο μεγάλος Bob Hope.
The greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command performance presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Christmas greetings from the USA gang as the American entertainment industry joins the Armed Forces radio service to wind up its third consecutive year of broadcasting to you, men and women of the United Nations. With the exception of a few of your favorite stars who have not yet returned from overseas, we have with us tonight all the great names of Hollywood and a few from the San Fernando Valley, too. The studio is gaily decked with holly wreaths and mistletoe, and we're all set to dig down in your Christmas stocking, which is crammed full of comedians, sweets, and what sweets? Goodies and evening gowns, yeah. Toys, games, and puzzles, and music boxes all wound up with your favorite melodies. And first out of the sock is your master of ceremonies. Comedian, pool player, and fur trapper, Bob Hope.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Christmas Command Performance Hope. Telling all you Japs and Nazis from Berlin to Sumatra, your chances are as slim as a half of Frank Sinatra.
Και ποιοι δεν πέρασαν εκείνο το βράδυ. Όλα τα μεγάλα ονόματα της εποχής, με διαφορετικές ειδικότητες. Μουσικοί, ορχήστρες, τραγουδιστές, κομικοί ηθοποιοί. Στην Αμερική τότε πρωταγωνιστούσε η Λάτιν Ορχήστρα του Χαβιέ Κούγκατ.
Men, Christmas wouldn't be complete without all the tinsel on the tree, the gay colored lights and all the fixings. Well, we have in the studio tonight 34 members of one of the greatest rumba orchestras of all time. Yes, sir, X marks the spot where we find the maestro himself, Xavier Cugat.
Brazil, meu Brasil brasileiro, meu mulato in sonero.
Thank you.
Αργότερα, ο Bob Hope παρουσιάζει το μεγάλο αστέρι της εποχής, την τραγουδίστρια Dinah Shore.
Introducing our next guest on Command Performance's Christmas Party is a real pleasure. My spies tell me that when she visited England and the continent recently to entertain the troops, her reception looked like the American Legion Convention had come to town. You guessed it, buddy, it's the Tennessee Thrush, Dinah Shore.
Fellas, it would be pretty empty for me to say that it's a pleasure to have been joining you on all these sessions, and I know all the gang here are with me 100% when I say you deserve all the fine things that this or any other Christmas season can bring you. May God bless all of you. In all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In the small cafe, the park across the way, the chill. Light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. But
από εκείνη τη βραδιά όμως δεν θα μπορούσε να λείπει και ο μεγάλος Danny Kaye.
Now fellas, we bring you one of the brightest young stars ever to flash across the entertainment world. Loads of charm, bursting with talent, a really thrilling personality, effervescent, magnetic, dynamic Danny Kaye.
Και τι δεν έκανε εκείνο το βράδυ ο μεγάλος αυτός κωμικός. Από μια κολορατούρα σοπράνο σε παροδία γερμανικών έως την Καρμελίτα.
Her favorite position. She rushes to her father.
Oh, father, you must let me marry Cowboy Dan. He owns the biggest ranch in Texas.
Bar none. Cowboy Dan cannot believe his ears. Bar none? Well, that's the password of the FBI. It can't be. No, no, yes, yes. No, no, yes, yes. No, no, yes, yes. No, no, yes, yes. It can't be.
But it was.
He rushes to Mary Swann. Mary Swann, you must help me. Can you tap out a message in code? This is a big chance. Now she can tap dance, which she does. But what has she done? She has betrayed her own father. But he isn't her father. He is hiding von Schlucken, mein Gold ist Blüm, and hiding in the Blüm. Gold is in the Hölle, the Design, the Hölle, Hölle, the Bauer. Gold is Blüm.
Blüm, Hölle, Hölle. The Dolm, Frau Blüm.
And the dangerous German spy. Stick up your hands, you dirty rat, and go to claim Adam Blasso. I have the FBI finally captured German spy Dan and Mary about to blame. You think the picture is about to end?
But no.
Who ever heard of a musical picture without Carmelita Petita? The Bolivian bombshell.
I wish you could come with me to my little village in Bolivia. So peaceful there are the purple mountains with a lovely mist and a shining sun.
And the little people who live so simple and quiet.
And every night all they want to do is...
Και βέβαια ήταν εκεί και η Judy Garland, πολύ συζητημένη το 2019 λόγω της ταινίας Judy.
Well, men, no Christmas package of entertainment from home would be complete unless it included the gal you're writing about so often. She's tops with you and she's certainly tops with us. So, fellas, here's Judy Garland.
Merry Christmas, gang.
Judy, you sure look sweet tonight. That's a beautiful outfit you have on. Is it new?
Oh, no. Only the shoes are new, Bob. Do you like them?
Who cares about the treads? I'm interested in the turret.
You don't change much, do you, Bob?
No, if I'm in a lovely rut. Tell me, Tell me, Jude, what are you doing after the show tonight?
Why?
Well, I thought we might go for another spin in my car like we did the other night. It'll be fun. I'm almost out of gas again.
Oh, no. No more of those wild rides for me. I don't trust you.
Why, Judy, I didn't hold your hand or hug you or kiss you, did I?
Oh, no, you didn't, Bob.
Is your brother really a cop? Well, what do you say, Judy? Is it a date?
No, no, absolutely, positively, and definitely no, no, no.
This kid looks like a cinch. Well, while, while Judy's trying to make up her mind, here she is singing Clang, Clang, Clang with the Trolley.
With my high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head, I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang went the trolley, ding, ding, ding went the bell, zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings, from the moment I saw him I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor, bump, bump, bump went the brake, thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings, when he smiled I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Blah, blah, blah went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstring as he started to go. Started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand, and as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine.
Από το χριστουγεννιάτικο εκείνο σόου του 1944 δεν έλειψε βέβαια και το στρατιωτικό μήνυμα από τον Υπουργό Πολέμου γεμάτο ελπίδα για νίκη και ειρήνη.
Men, comes time in this Christmas festival for a word in seriousness. A word from a man who has played a vital part in the tremendous job of organizing the American war effort. He speaks especially to all the men and women in our army, wherever they may be stationed. Again this Christmas, Command Performance brings you a message from the Honorable Henry L. Stimson, Secretary of War.
Men and women of the armed forces, at this Christmas season, the thoughts of the entire nation are with the troops. The candles which burn in the windows are beamed straight from the heart of America to the men and women in uniform. Wherever you are stationed, it is your Christmas that we hope to share. From millions of homes, the spirit of Christmas flows out to the posts and bases and battle lines where Americans serve throughout the world. From thousands of altars, the nation offers up its prayers for you in the midst of war. In sending you my warmest greetings, I express the admiration of a grateful nation for your courage and fortitude. Through you, the joy of Christmas will return once more to a world at peace.
Το τέλος του σόου ήταν καταπληκτικό. Ο μεγάλος ηθοποιός με την εξαίσια φωνή Spencer Tracy διηγήθηκε μια χριστουγεννιάτικη ιστορία στην οποία έλαβαν μέρος όλοι όσοι ακούσαμε αλλά και εκείνοι που δεν ακούσαμε. Ο Τζίμι Ντουράντε και η Ντόροθι Λαμούρ και όλες οι αφηγήσεις ήταν με συμβολισμούς και αισιοδοξία για την κρίσιμη εποχή του τέλους του πολέμου.
And so, Pablo, the small one traveled the many weary miles to Bethlehem. And there in a stable, which became a king's stable, he saw a king born, a king of men, of centuries, of life, of death. Yes, the small one's tired old eyes saw the shepherds and the wise men who came to pay homage to his small master. And he heard the voices of angels rejoicing. Singing the very same notes his hoofs had rung out on the stones of the road. Then it came to pass that all those who had laughed at his ragged coat, his limping gait, his drooping ear, they all envied the small one, for he was part of a great miracle. That was a long, long time ago, Pablo, my son. But today all small donkeys stand and dream. Especially at Christmas time, they dream of the small one of Bethlehem.
Christmas 1944. Once again, America is singing the carols of Christmas, and Command Performance brings you home for the carols you've always loved. Judy, Frances, Dinah, Virginia, Dorothy, Ginny, and the Ken Darby chorus are at the mic ready to sing them for you.
Stars go by, yet in my dark.
GI spending Christmas many miles from home this year, around Saipan, Guam, Kwajalein, Guadalcanal, Nui, the New Guinea jungles, where you'll miss the deep snow and the bare trees and the faint sound of carols coming from the little red brick church just down the street. Here's Judy Garland to give you a bit of one of the carols you'd surely hear. Probably listening to the expeditionary station at Port Moresby right now, or Tarawa, Tehran, Awaz, Natal, Assam, Yorhat, or Gaya on CBI area. Well, Jenny Sims wants to sing a bit of a carol that is probably being sung at this very minute by some of your old friends or your sweethearts back in Columbus, in Philadelphia, and in Dallas. Jenny? Cargo ships, the men of war, spread over the seven seas, you men in landing barges and submarines, you CBs and dock workers whose muscles sing with the work of victory, you men listening at Attu, Sitka, and Chitka, and Dutch Harbor, here's Virginia O'Brien saying,
God bless you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Christmas greetings to Jamaica, Georgetown, British Guiana, Khartoum, and all of you listening to the AES in New Delhi on the continent, the 5th Army Mobile Unit in Chungking, here's Dottie L'Amour.
Deck the halls of boughs of holly, 'tis the season to be jolly. Transport gang, you crews of our mighty air fleet, you engineers, ordnance men, radio men, from Corsica to Munda, here's a bit of a carol from Francis Langford, just as you will remember it from so many previous Christmas days. fellows? Francis?
Virginia?
Dottie? Jimmy? Dinah? And Judy? Join the many voices of the Ken Darby Chorus in singing the carol we hope to be singing with you next time, this year at this time.
Church bells which proclaim Christmas 1944 ring out clear and free in the towns and villages and cities of America. But that sound travels a long way this year of our Lord 1944. We are shaping tomorrow, a sure tomorrow, a good tomorrow, when all men will be brothers. This is home calling, the hearts of 132 million Americans calling. It says something very simple and very old, love from home. And Merry Christmas.
Όλα αυτά τα ωραία Χριστούγεννα του 1944 στη Νέα Υόρκη με την ελπίδα της νίκης. Τέσσερις μήνες μετά, ο πόλεμος στην Ευρώπη τελειώνει. Θυμίζω, 7 Μαΐου 1945, η Γερμανία συνθηκολογεί. Την επομένη, 8 Μαΐου, το πλήθος ξεχύνεται στο Πικαντήλι και όλο το Λονδίνο πανηγυρίζει με τραγούδια και πυροτεχνήματα.
May 8th, 1945.
This is Piccadilly Circus, a rather small open space in the center of London where in peacetime the traffic used to go round and round and then spill out into five separate streets. But believe me, tonight there is no traffic in Piccadilly Circus. I can remember this place when it was completely empty and you could read a newspaper by the light of the flares dropped by German bombers. There was a time when our bomber boys said that you could walk on the flak when you were flying over the Ruhr, and tonight you could walk on the heads of people all the way across Piccadilly Circus. They're jammed absolutely tight. A few minutes ago, a motorcycle went through, and there were four people on it, and now people are throwing confetti at me. I'm down on the sidewalk with a policeman here who is altogether inadequate protection. Now, we're just going to ask the policeman here what he thinks of the crowd and whether or not he has had any trouble. Has it been a fairly
crowd? I think they're a marvelous crowd. A grand lot of people, not causing us any disturbance whatsoever.
Now, we're just...
All I hope is they'll soon go home.
Now, we're just going to check that statement that we had from the policeman because there's another gentleman here from the Red Cross and St. John's Ambulance. That is the organization here that takes care of the casualties, shall we say, in this celebration. Have you had many casualties today, sir?
Well, it's not been too bad, you know, today. People have been very good on the whole, although the weather's been very close indeed. But we may get a few extra tonight when they get more excited.
You don't think they've really gotten excited yet?
They're not warmed up to it yet, but they will.
About what time do you think they really got going?
Well, about midnight.
About midnight. Incidentally, you may hear an occasional bang in the course of the next few minutes, but it's just effervescent people shooting off fireworks here in Piccadilly Circus.
Και την ίδια μέρα το BBC γιορτάζει τη μεγάλη νίκη με ένα πανηγυρικό show.
This program is a presentation of ORBS, the Broadcasting Service of Britain's Forces.
Thank you.
πρώτο-πρώτο εμφανίζει τον Irving Berlin.
This is to introduce Irving Berlin. He's over here with his soldier show from over there called This is the Army. And while he's here, he's written a new song, which may help to make the British boys get a bit closer to the doughboys and to make the American fellas get a little bit closer to our chaps. The song is called My British Buddy, and here is Irving Berlin to sing it to you.
I arrived in London just the other day, speaking to a soldier from the USA. He told me of the army life he led, and speaking of the British boys, he said, my British buddy, we're as different as can be. He thinks he's winning the war, and I think it's me. But we're in there pitching, and on one thing we agree. When the job is done and the war is won, we'll be clasping hands across the sea. My British buddy, we're as different as can be. I like my coffee and roast, and he likes his tea. But we're in there pitching till we get to Germany.
When the job is done and the war is won, we'll be clasping hands across the sea.
Μετά συνεχίζει πανηγυρικά με μουσική, αλλά και τον μεγάλο κωμικό Terry Thomas.
Services calling. A combined operation in the entertainment field with men from the Navy, the Army, and the Air Force. And here, as in every other field of operations, we're all together now. In this program, entertainers from the official entertainment units, the troops who entertain the troops, come to the microphone together. Royal Naval Concert Parties, Army Stars and Battle Dress Parties, and Royal Air Force Gang Shows have all contributed, and the Blue Mariners Dance Septet is here too. The Royal Canadian Air Force has sent us the chorus, and they're joined by Sea Cadets, Army Cadets, and boys from the Air Training Corps. The Combined Services Orchestra is conducted by Regimental Sergeant Major Melocrino, and indeed, we're all together now. Now meet your guide through the program, Captain Adrian Thomas.
Hello there. Well, first on the bill is a comedian from one of the RAF gang shows. These shows have traveled many thousands of miles to entertain the British forces on all fronts, and we're glad to welcome one of the artists here. So, music for Corporal Eddie Malloy. And here's another act from the Royal Navy. Someone you'll all remember from the heyday of peace, and who's on the air again for the first time for 3 years. He's known now as Chief Petty Officer Roundtree, but to you, he was and still is Chick Henderson. Come along, Chick. Now it's the turn of the Army Stars in Battle Dress to lend a hand. These concert parties have been welcome visitors to the forces in many parts of the world, And here's a kingpin of one of the shows, Terry Thomas.
Everybody, well, this evening I've concocted for your amusement a little cocktail, the ingredients of which are music and comedy. This is entitled Workers' Playtime or Lay That Piston Down, Mama. Once upon a time, there lived a king. And with him lived his very, very beautiful queen. She had two lovely black eyes. As a matter of fact, the king gave them to her yesterday because he had a slight suspicion that the man she was registered with appealed to her grosser instincts. Now, the king and the queen lived together, as was the custom in those days, in a lovely old prefabricated castle. The scene is set. And our story begins on a dark and stormy evening at 6 o'clock.
Playing with us today as part of the Combined Services Orchestra is the well-known Royal Naval Blue Mariners Dance Septet.
Has made an arrangement for us. It's the music maker.
Thank you.
Και βέβαια τώρα ο έρωτας μπορεί να ανθίζει ελεύθερος.
Here's Freddie Latham to teach you the basic language of love.
Love tales should be told in rhyme, so the poets say. But now the craze is saving time, they tell their love this way. Girl, boy, so coy, she's mislaid her glove. Meet face, make day, that's the basic language of love. She woos, she coos like a turtle dove. Hearts beat so sweet, that's the basic language of love. Few words are needed, that's the future plan. Romance is speeded, try it if you can. Please do be true, swear by stars above. Kiss, kisses, miss, misses, that's the basic language of love. Oh, oh, the basic language of love. Please do be true, swear by stars above. Kiss, kisses, miss, misses, that's the basic language of love. Ho, ho, the basic language of love.
The music box has nearly run out. There's just enough life left in it for one more number. So get hep and straighten up and fly right.
Ακούμε πάντα το εορταστικό σόου του BBC στις 8 Μαΐου 1945 για τη νίκη και το τέλος του πολέμου στην Ευρώπη.
Nice work, boys. Now, before we come to the end of our show, we return to the gang shows again to welcome the man who's been the organizer, producer and driving force behind them. These shows were well known in peacetime in connection with the Boy Scout movement, and when war came along, they went into uniform. And the man behind them all is here now, Squadron Leader Ralph Reeder.
What are you doing?
Just praying for the war to end, sir.
Well, get it to lie or I'll put you on a charge.
Oh, the indignity of it all. Everybody's swinging charges at me. I'm the answer to an SP's prayer.
Well, get put in there. Keep your chin up. Straighten your back. Swing your arms. Lift your knees. Side to chest. Pick up your rifle and watch your step.
Well, blimey, all at once, mate.
Now then, down the road we're swinging. Off on a 10-mile route march. Clear your throats, let's hear your voices. So let your mothers hear you. Company, sing!
I'm just a nuisance to the sergeant. I don't get any break at all. I'm just a fellow who steals the sun on the everybody's record call. I'm just a guy who takes a chance and they all think I'm dumb. But I don't care nothing, for I know so well I'm a hero to my crowd.
Hey, goodbye, Mom. I'll be home on leave soon. God bless you.
I'm a hero to my heart.
Ήταν η νίκη που ανήγγειλε λίγες ώρες πριν ο Winston Churchill.
The facts communicated to us by General Eisenhower of the unconditional surrender already signed at Reims. Nor should it prevent us from celebrating today and tomorrow Wednesday as Victory in Europe Day.
Για τους πολλούς, ο Τσόρτσιλ ήταν ο πατέρας της νίκης. Για τους πιο φανατικούς, ήταν ο άνθρωπος με το μεγάλο πούρο. Έτσι τον αποκαλούσαν.
We're glad we walk behind the man who smoked the big cigar. We follow the man whose master plan has carried us through the war. One sniff of the old Havana, we'd follow him right to Fujiyama. We're glad we walk behind the man who smoked the big cigar.
Which way do we go, Sam?
Left, boss.
Right, Sam, right. We're glad we walk behind the man who smoked the big cigar. We follow the man whose master plan has carried us through the war. One sniff of the old Havana, we'd follow me right to Fujiyama. We're glad we walk behind the man who smoked the big cigar. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la.
We're glad we walk behind the man who smoked the big cigar. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la. We follow the man whose master plan has carried us through the war. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la. Wounded for the old Havana, we follow him like the fugitive.
Just in time to hear the man who smoked the big cigar.
Τώρα η αισιοδοξία είναι πια γενική, γιατί αύριο είναι μια όμορφη μέρα.
A beautiful day. Tomorrow, in more than one way, there'll be joy in every heart, romance for every sweetheart, and everyone will be completely happy. For tomorrow, you'll hear everyone say, just be there to throw each care far, far away. There'll be laughter, there'll be soul to help your world know, for tomorrow is a beautiful day. beautiful day.
Και το χιούμορ ξεχυλίζει.
Ladies and gentlemen, Norman Long.
Well, I'm going to start with the most appropriate song I can think of for today. It's a song called The Victory Ball. Now we've set the world to rights again and victory in our laps. We've turned up all the lights again and polished off the Japs. We'll have a jubilation, a beano and a spree, with all the allied nations celebrating victory. High and low, great and small, we'll all be dancing at the victory ball. All be making whoopee, trying to relax, never caring tuppence for your income tax. Teddy Brown is coming with an act you will admire. You'll do an acrobatic stunt, dancing on a wire. And Vera Lynn will want to set the world on fire on the night of the victory ball. High and low, great and small, we'll all be dancing at the victory ball, shouting out a chorus, jigging up and down, Richard Tauber singing Knees Up Mother Brown. BBC announcers, though it's rather strange, will all be coming, so they're trying to arrange for dear old Stuart Hibbert to say blimey for a change on the night of the victory ball. High and low, great and small, we'll all be dancing at the victory ball, singing Rule Britannia, shouting you hooray, won't go home to morning till the break of day. Dear old Winston Churchill, looking frightfully fit, with the biggest and the fattest cigar he's ever lit, and treating Lady Astor to a double gin and it.
Εν τούτης, το ραδιόφωνο υπενθυμίζει και σωστά ότι ο πόλεμος δεν έχει ακόμα τελειώσει.
Don't think, please, because we're throwing a party that we've forgotten that there are men still fighting in the Far East. They're all far from home, but they're not forgotten. But this is victory in Europe. It is the end of phase one, and we're all due for a little rejoicing before we get on with that other war.
Πράγματι, ο πόλεμος στην Ευρώπη έχει τελειώσει, αλλά μένει ακόμα η Ανατολή. Γι' αυτό μας περιμένει η επόμενη εκπομπή. Γεια σας.
Δεύτερος Παγκόσμιος Πόλεμος. Ένα αφιέρωμα στον πιο μεγάλο και πιο φωνικό πόλεμο της ιστορίας. Αφορμή τα 80 χρόνια από την έναρξή του και τα 75 από την απόβαση στην Ορμανδία. Με μεγάλες συνθέσεις, εμβατήρια, ανακοινώσεις, ιστορικές φωνές και τραγούδια.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think we're on the run?
There'll be love and laughter.
Παραγωγή, παρουσίαση και αρχιακό υλικό Γιάννης Ευσταθιάδης.
Tomorrow, when the world is free.